shadows the future of the Middle East. We shift now in this segment to something you may have heard. Have you ever heard a commercial like this?
So much is riding on your credit. If you've had financial problems in the past, a missed payment, repossession, job loss, or even bankruptcy, it's extremely important that you repair it quickly. Stop waiting and start calling. So pick up the phone, dial the number at the bottom of your screen, and watch your life change for the better. Call now.
Call now if you're underwater and in debt, credit card or otherwise. Ignorance got people into debt. The question, though, for our partner at the New York Times, David Streitfeld, he's a business reporter for the New York Times. He joins us from Chicago. The question for him is it equally ignorant in the way that people are going to get out of debt, particularly if they respond to commercials like this? David Streitfeld, what are commercials like this doing to consumers in your reporting?
They're offering consumers, they say, the opportunity to get completely out of debt. And when you owe your credit card company $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, it's a tremendously inviting sales pitch.
Now, you know, it is possible to negotiate down certain indebtedness, and every day we hear about banks doing the same sort of thing. But two questions. First of all, how do these companies take advantage of consumers? And when you answer that, I actually have something that relates to the sort of interest rate spread, all the free money that the Fed is offering, maybe an opportunity for these kinds of companies. But first, how does the exploitation occur?
These companies offer to go to the credit card companies and settle your debts. They offer to go to the companies and say, this man owes you $10,000, but here, we've got $4,000 here in our hands. Will you take that? Because maybe you'll end up with nothing. It's the same thing the individuals could do for themselves, but the debt settlement companies say, it'll be so easy, just pay us to do it. You'll never have to worry about it.
So the illusion number one is that some company is any more of a hardliner than you yourself could be if you called up the company and said, hey, look, I'll pay, just help me out here. That's first. Secondly, is there a financial incentive for companies to get into this business given the current financial environment?
There's a big incentive for the settlement companies to get in this business. They charge you off the top. They charge you generally around 15% of your total debt. So if you owe $20,000, they charge you $3,000 merely to negotiate for you.
Oh, wow. So what are some of the stories of people you talk to in your actual reporting on this, of people who have gotten into more trouble?
I talk to a lot of people who are in trouble because they never realized that the value of their home would stop going up. They use their home as a sort of ATM to refinance, to get money, to periodically give a large sum to their credit card companies. Then the value of their home started plummeting. They could no longer do that. Now they can't even afford to pay the minimum that the credit card company is asking them for. They're desperate. They have no idea what they're going to do now.
Is there any regulation of this particular sector of consumer finance when people say there's something the credit card companies don't want you to know? I mean, is that even true?
It is true that you can, in theory at least, negotiate with the credit card company. The problem is that they want to make sure that you can't afford to pay them, and you have to be relatively close to bankruptcy before they will accept the lesser sum. Hmm. But in general, in terms of regulation, the debt settlement field is very loosely regulated. It's even less regulated than debt collectors.
So you're in a gray area. I mean, but it is true. I mean, your reporting is fascinating because it seems as though the same people you meet up on your way up when you're getting in debt, you meet up with on your way down, right?
Everybody wants money to help you. In fact, a lot of the people in the debt settlement industry are former workers in the mortgage industry who probably sold you the mortgage for your house that cost too much money to begin with.
I love that. That's my favorite part. To David Streitfeld, business reporter for our partner, the New York Times, about the vulnerabilities of consumers attempting to get out of debt. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.